Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In previous programs, we've seen how God used the Old Covenant to lead us to the New Covenant. So what are we supposed to be doing under the New Covenant? The answer is, we should be doing the right things for the right reasons. Let me repeat that. We should be doing the right things for the right reasons. Of course, you're wondering, what are the right things? And what are the right reasons? Well, let's let God teach us through the Scriptures. Please turn to Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. This is Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. This is where we find the first reference to the new covenant promises as given to Abraham. And it says, "The Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, away from your family, into a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you." Now so far, all of what was promised to Abraham is physical, but this next phrase is a spiritual blessing, a spiritual promise, which later became known as the New Covenant. It says, "And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." The interpretation of the phrase, "In you shall all families of the earth be blessed," is in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 6 through 8. This is Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 6 through 8. Here it says, "Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham." That's right, the gospel was preached to Abraham, saying, "In your seed shall all nations be blessed." Now you know that the gospel is the good news of what God has done, is doing, and will do through Jesus Christ. This is the new covenant, as I've shown before, and as I'm going to show again in a few seconds. So let's continue with Galatians, the 3rd chapter, but now verses 9 through 16. "So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It is evident that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. The just shall live by faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." Why? "So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He doesn't say seeds as in plural, it's singular, "and to your seed, which is Christ." Now let's turn over to Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 through 26. This is Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 through 26. And we know, of course, that Jesus Christ is the seed. So when you hear the phrase, "In your seed shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed," or "all nations of the earth be blessed," you know that that seed is Christ. So another way of saying it is, "In Christ shall all nations of the earth be blessed." In Acts 3, verses 20 through 26, it says, "God shall send Jesus Christ, who was preached before to you." When was he preached? Well, it just said that the gospel was preached before to Abraham. "So Jesus Christ, who was preached before to you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began, says, for Moses truly said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like me. Him shall you hear in all things he says to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. All the prophets since Samuel have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham," so this is the covenant, "saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed." God raised up his son Jesus and sent him to you first to bless you by turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And now finally, let's read in Luke chapter 1, verses 69 through 77. This is Luke chapter 1, verses 69 through 77. God has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all those that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him, which is Jesus Christ, without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, Jesus Christ, all the days of our life, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. So from these scriptures, we can see that the focus of the new covenant is Christ. Now, let me spell out the right things we are supposed to be doing under the new covenant. There are four right things that we are supposed to be doing under the new covenant. The first one is, we should be accepting by faith Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins. That's what justification means. Number two, we should accept by faith Jesus' life for our righteousness. Jesus, after all, was the only person who lived a sinless life and therefore could be considered righteous. That's what sanctification means. Number three, we should be accepting by faith Jesus' resurrection for our eternal life. Since Jesus Christ was resurrected, we also will be resurrected to eternal life with spirit-composed bodies. That's what glorification means. And then the fourth point is, we should be accepting by faith Jesus living in us now by the power of the Holy Spirit to write the law upon our hearts and minds. You remember that under the old covenant, the law was written upon two tables of stone. Under the new covenant, the law is written upon two tables of flesh, which are our hearts and minds. In the scriptures we've read so far, we've already seen points 1 and 4, which are forgiveness of sins, that's point 1, and the receiving of the Holy Spirit, that's 4. But let's just look at them again very briefly so I can highlight this. As it says in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, so justification, the forgiveness of sins, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in your seed shall all nations be blessed. Then in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, but now in verses 9 through 16, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So again, that's the forgiveness of sins, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He doesn't say seeds, as in plural, it's singular, and to your seed, which is Christ. So that had to do with points 1 and 4. Point 1 being that we have forgiveness of sins, and point 4 being that we receive the Holy Spirit. Now let's briefly take a look at the scriptures pertaining to points 2 and 3. Point 2 being the imputation of righteousness, and point 3 being the gift of eternal life. And this word imputation means it is granted through no merit of the person receiving it. It is a gift, so it is imputed to that person. In Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 24, that's Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 24, it says, Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. And what was that promise? Well, we saw that in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, where it said that Abraham would have a multitude of seed, that seed would be given land, and that seed would grow into a great nation, and anyone that cursed that nation would be cursed, and anyone that blessed that nation would be blessed. And it also said, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, because Abraham believed God, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. And now let's read in Romans the 8th chapter, verses 16 through 17. This is Romans the 8th chapter, verses 16 through 17. Here it says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Do you understand the impact of that statement? It says that we are joint heirs with Christ. That means that we're going to inherit the same things that Christ inherits. And it said, if we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. How was Christ glorified? Well, he suffered death on the cross, but he was resurrected to eternal life. That's how he was glorified, by being resurrected from the dead. So again, if we accept by faith Jesus' resurrection, then we also will be resurrected to eternal life. That was point 3. And as we saw earlier, when it said Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness, that was point 2, accepting by faith Jesus' life for our righteousness. So again, the 4 points that we should be doing under the new covenant, the right things that we should be doing are, number 1, accepting by faith Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins. That's justification. Number 2, accepting by faith Jesus' life for our righteousness. That's sanctification. Point 3, accepting by faith Jesus' resurrection for our eternal life. That's glorification. And point 4, accepting by faith Jesus living in us now by the power of the Holy Spirit to write the law upon our hearts and minds. So please remember this saying, do the right things for the right reasons. In the next few programs, we'll cover the 4 right things in depth. Then we'll move on to the right reasons. Thanks for joining me on this program. May God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.